Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. This is a program wherein we provide you with necessary information to be able to provide necessary grounds for your children to flourish and to attain perfection, which is the ultimate goal of Islam. Well, today in our studio we have with us Brother Miqdad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Brother Miqdad is a researcher in the Hafza Ilmi of Qom, who will be providing us answers on the basis of Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. A very warm welcome, brother.
Thank you so much, Jazakallah.
Well, brother, today's session I'd like to start with a parent question, which reads like, what can I do with my teenagers who do things that are completely new, sometimes weird things like making new hairstyles or dressing in a particular way, or going out at a particular time, are very opinionated? Now, since we heard the question, how do we deal with this?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this is very common, as the last word of the question was very precise. A teenager who's very opinionated, very, very often you find that teenagers come with their own opinions and they want to do things very differently. And
true.
Very often mothers and fathers are very shocked or don't understand, can't comprehend.
What's going on?
Exactly, what's going on? What is this new thing that's coming in our lives? And how to deal with it? That's a very important question. Let me suggest a traffic light system. So traffic light, I mean, you all know what traffic light is. You have red, orange and green. And so based on this traffic light system, you deal with this new opinion that's come in the house from this teenager in a particular way. So the green light in the traffic light is for things that are very new, the opinions that a teenager will come with, but they're not necessarily bad thing.
Okay. Right?
So for example, they're a new type of, I don't know, a clothing that has a new color. I mean, who would have thought? I'm talking 20 years ago, 30 years ago, who would have thought that it was very normal for men to wear pink shirts?
Okay. Right?
Today, people are probably laughing at me like, why do you find this weird?
Are you a girl? You're looking.
No, they would find this very weird for me to ask this question. But in my generation and before that, and I'm not that old, wearing pink for a man was very, it was absolutely weird.
Okay.
Yeah. But today's world is very normal to do this. But at the same time, if you look at it, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a different color, I guess, right?
Mm.
Or for example, your teenager eating a particular type of food, which is not necessarily haram, not necessarily harmful, just different, right?
Okay.
I remember some parents were claiming that my child come back and wants to eat sushi.
Okay.
I've never had sushi in my life, I guess. But there's nothing wrong with having sushi, I guess. It's a different type of food.
Okay.
From a different culture, and it's fine. So this you deal with it with the green traffic light, and you say that I'll support and I'll strengthen actually. I mean, there's no issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's very new, very different, something that in our family, we haven't seen this before. But as long as it's not harmful, it's not haram.
It's okay.
It's okay. And not just it's okay, but we'll also support it.
Okay.
Show support.
Show support. Okay.
Don't ignore it as well. Because very often teenagers, they also want attention from this. So if they bring sushi at home, it's a very silly example, I know, but just as an example, if they bring sushi at home, for example,
okay,
be supportive. Be say, wow, I'll try it as well.
Okay.
However hard that might be, try it. Support it, strengthen it. It really builds bonds with the teenagers.
Okay, so you're trying to say that if our teenagers are trying to do some new things that sound a little weird to us, if we have to analyze if the things they are doing are in line with religion, we have to show support for them. Well, I'll talk more on that with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic upbringing. We have Brother Miqdad with us in the studio. Brother Miqdad, you were saying how do we deal with the teenagers who do different things?
The second light is the yellow or orange light.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is when your teenager comes with a very new thing, but that is kind of against certain principles that we have at home.
Okay.
Or in most cases, it's a borderline that with something that will very quickly could potentially turn into something haram.
Okay.
Or something harmful.
Mm-hmm.
Or thirdly, it's something that you know stems from something that's not good. So in itself, it's not a bad thing, but you know that where it's coming from is not a good thing.
Okay.
Just give you a few examples. So a particular hairstyle, but very exotic or very out there hairstyle, for example.
Okay.
So in itself, it's not a bad thing. Right? Uh-huh. It's not a haram hairstyle. But you know that it's coming from somewhere else. It's being influenced by a particular person, a particular role model.
Or particular celebrity.
Or celebrity. Or you know that it can lead to something greater, not, basically.
Yeah.
More dangerous. Or take, for example, to give a couple of more examples. One is wearing, drinking drinks that are very close to alcohol, but not haram.
Okay.
Right? So there are bottles of bottles of beer, for example.
Yeah.
That look exactly like beers. That even are named behind that as well. But in terms of Sharan, they're very halal. There's nothing alcoholic in it.
Okay.
But you know from different contexts that this is coming from somewhere else.
All right.
So it's not haram in itself, but you know that there is something behind it.
Where it drew from.
Exactly. So this is where your orange light comes up in the traffic light, where you don't necessarily
stop
it or oppose it. Right?
But you do not either support.
Exactly. So you don't support it. You observe what's happening without interfering first. Right. So, and you find out what's happening. Where does it come from? Where is a friend circle? Is it a matter of lack of confidence? Have they been watching or listening to something particular that has led to this? Find out and identify the source for this.
Okay.
And then tackle with the source. So don't oppose directly the action itself.
Mm-hmm.
But tackle the source and tackle it with, obviously, respect, with a discussion, with...
Smartness
and tactfulness, basically, in a way that you deal. But don't, as I mentioned, don't deal with the action yourself. Deal with what's happening in the background, basically. That background is the source of it. That's the way you want to tackle it. And this is very important. Through different ways you can do this. Very indirect approach.
Okay.
Very often through dialogue, through finding out more. Even sometimes to taking some actions, basically.
And you also said that we don't need to interfere. We need to observe first.
Because
interfering.
Why? Because we need to be sure that this is, because sometimes you could sense it, but you might not be 100% sure. So make sure you know where this is coming from first.
Yes. So research and analysis and observation is necessary before we say or do anything. Brother, I'll be talking to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are saying how we can deal with the teenagers who come up with weird things. Now we just discussed two forms of dealing in the form of a traffic light where you can support and where you can be a little cautious. And now, where to stop?
So the red light is where teenagers come with things that are haram. In our religion, against our Sharia, or things that are very strongly against cultural or social norms and principles that everybody deals with them or everybody lives by them, and your teenagers go against them very strongly.
Okay.
These are things that are red lights, so you oppose them. But obviously, how do we oppose them is through discussion, firstly. So you discuss with your teenager about why this is something that we don't want, basically. Why we don't respect this, why we don't like this to happen in our
house. So you have to come up with your own reason first.
Exactly. You have to discuss it.
Okay.
Never criticize the person. Never criticize the teenager and says, you're a bad boy, you're a bad girl. Or
how do you do this?
Exactly. Why do you do this, etc. Always talk about the action. Say that this, doing this, for example, is
can
not
lead
a
to
right
this.
Thing to do. This. Exactly. So never criticize the person. Always talk about the action itself.
Okay.
Always show care and concern. So don't say, I'm opposing it because it's against my religion, against my house, and against my culture. No. Show concern for the person, for the teenager. Say, because I want the best for you, because I want you to be successful in life, because I want you to get closer to Allah and be happy in your life. Because of you, I'm saying that this is something that this should not be done, basically. Or this is something that should stop from happening. And you should take care of not doing this. So showing a lot of care, a lot of concern, a lot of love for the teenagers, and a lot of respect as well. Understand them, hear them out. Very often you find that there might be a misunderstanding, right? So always clarify the misunderstanding. Say, okay, ask them, where does this come from? Why does this happen? What are they trying to achieve through this, by doing this? And through that, you'll be able to understand. But show your opposition to this. Show that you're
opposition,
not happy with it.
Yeah.
Have logical and clear arguments. And have clear lines as well. Self, if you do this, then this is the red line. But if you change a little bit, then you could be actually very okay.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It could be, for example, something that's haram, for example. But if they were to change a little bit, then they would actually be okay to do it.
Okay.
Take the example of music, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sometimes when you want to deal with music, you can tell them, look, if you change music, and because music is haram, this type of music, you can suggest alternative to music.
Okay.
Right? Don't say, I'll take your headphones away and you can't listen to anything. Say, this is haram, but what if you choose another type of music, for example?
You have to provide alternatives.
Exactly. And show them that you care and you understand
your
them.
Concern.
You're listening, you're concerned. And
okay, but most of the parents, you know, why they fail over here is because I think they kind of try to show power, the authority, rather than discussing things or showing concern. So you recommend and you suggest, rather than showing the authority and power, we need to show care and concern. And the best way is to discuss things with the teenagers. And when you're taking away something haram from them, you have to provide them with the alternatives. Obviously, with the halal alternatives. Well, that was all for today. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for being with us. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions for us or any suggestions, comments for a program, please feel free to contact us on English Radio @irib.ir. You can also search us on our social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, you can go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi aman Allah, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.